In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
One God, Amen.
Today is the third day of the blessed month of Kiak. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, we commemorate the entrance of our Holy Lady, the Virgin St. Mary the Theotokos, into the temple when she was 3 years old, for she was dedicated to God. Her mother, Anna, was childless. The women who were in the temple stayed away from her. She was exceedingly sad, and so was her husband Joachim, who was a blessed old man. She prayed to God fervently and with a contrite heart, saying, "If you give me a fruit, I will devote the child to your holy temple." God answered her prayers, and she brought forth this pure saint and called her Mary. She reared her for 3 years, after which she took her to live with the virgins in the temple. Saint Mary dwelt in the sanctuary for 12 years. She received her food from the hands of the angels until the time when our Lord Christ came into the world and was incarnated through her, the elect of all women. When she had completed 12 years in the sanctuary, the priests took counsel together concerning her so that they might entrust her to someone who would protect her. For she was consecrated to God, and they were not allowed to keep her in the temple after this age. They decided that she be engaged to a man who could take care of her and who would look after her. They gathered 12 righteous men from the house of David of the tribe of Judah, so they might place her with one of them. They took their staffs inside the sanctuary, and a dove flew up and stood on the staff belonging to Joseph the carpenter, who was a righteous man. They knew that this was God's will. Joseph took the Holy Virgin St. Mary, and she dwelt with him until Gabriel, the archangel of the Lord, came to her and announced to her that the Son of God was to be incarnated from her for the salvation of Adam and his posterity. May her intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Oh,